A spokesman for the U.S. military command in Doha, Qatar, says the situation in Iraq has reached what he termed a tipping point. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks says it appears the population of the country is starting to recognize that the Iraqi regime is coming to an end. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Doha. Tell us what else General Brooks said today about what is happening in Iraq.
Well, as you said, he used the word tipping point, which is has been military planner speak for when the government starts to crumble and resistance goes rapidly downhill. And using that today was seen by reporters as a sign that things were changing, that we've approached some kind of an end game, because officials have been very cautious with their language over the past 20 days. Brooks also made much of images of jubilation in the streets of Baghdad and elsewhere, but he said it wasn't for American troops.
It's not about us. It's about the regime. What you're seeing as celebration in the streets is a recognition that the regime is gone and will not return again. It can never be returned to what was. That's what they're seeing. What it tells us is, thus far, our efforts have been successful in those areas. It also tells us that we have more work to do to ensure that's the same throughout the country.
Brooks also downplayed scenes of looting in Baghdad. He suggested that it probably wouldn't last long because much of it was taking place in Ba'ath Party buildings, according to Brooks.
Mm-hmm. Nick, can you give us an update on civilian casualties?
Well, the Red Cross announced today it was suspending operations in the city because the situation was chaotic and unpredictable. A spokesman said ambulances can't approach casualties. Earlier in the week, the Red Cross was saying that at some time civilians were coming into Baghdad's four hospitals at 100 an hour since the first American tanks entered 4 days ago. The World Health Organization says these hospitals are running out of supplies to treat burns and shrapnel wounds. It would be nice to confirm this with first-hand reports from Western reporters, but they may be afraid of making the trip given the situation there. Yesterday as well, two Western reporters and one reporter for the Al Jazeera network were killed, the first two by an American tank shell and the second by an American bomb. So we'll have to wait until we can get independent confirmation of what appear to be a large number of casualties, although we just can't say right now.
Yes, and what about elsewhere in the country? Some reports about Allied advances in the north of Iraq.
Yeah, there is military activity in the north of Iraq. Nothing as dramatic as the sweep up from the south. Troops moving forward, special forces with Kurdish militia towards the city of Mosul and Kirkuk. A mountain overlooking Mosul has been taken, and a Kurdish leader says he thinks the city is ready to fall. Also, I'll end on this, moves towards Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown, which may be the place where a last stand would take place. General Brooks said that he was focused on it and that they had noticed a buildup of forces around there.
Thank you very much. NPR's Nick Spicer at U.S. Central Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar.